Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 136. Huge announcements in the Nerdist-verse. Number one, new podcast launched this week. We have You Made It Weird with hilarious comedian Pete Holmes. We also have The Mutant Season with 9-year-old Gil. He's the son of Gaston, who owns Meltdown Comics, where Nerdmelt is. Super funny, sweet, nerdy, articulate kid. So we gave him a podcast, and he's awesome. Also, Tom Wilson's Big Pop Fun will be launching soon, and a bunch of others. And big news, I literally just posted it on the all-new, super-refreshed Nerdist.com website. So go there and play around with that. That's another big announcement. But then there's this one. The Nerdist Channel. Now a thing. Yes, the Nerdist video channel. YouTube announced today that they're partnering with 100 different entities to create YouTube-backed programming, and that's what we're going to do. They gave us a channel, so we partner with the Jim Henson Company, Geek Chic Daily, Broadway Video, which is Lorne Michaels' company, and Soapbox Films and the Chernin Group, and we are going to be making video programming that will be rolling out in the coming months. So stay tuned to Nerdist.com for leaks and details to get the who's and the what's and the why's. But
the theoretical empire is growing.
Oh, I got to get some of those crazy, awesome Dark Side Emperor finger lightning things going on. So hopefully finger lightning will be an announcement. That was unfortunately my nickname in college. That's not true. And that's a stupid joke. Couple of sponsors for this episode of the Nerdist Podcast. Number one, Street Fighter Cross Tekken. It's a long-awaited dream matchup between the two leaders in the fighting genre. It is a reality. Tag team match, iconic characters, one of the most robust character lineups in fighting game history, and the addition of new gameplay mechanics. The acclaimed fighting engine from Street Fighter 4 has been refined to suit the needs of both Street Fighter and Tekken players alike. There's dream matchups, dozens of playable characters, real-time tag battle, there's familiar controls, it's fantastic online media modes. In addition to online features from Super Street Fighter 4, Street Fighter Cross, Tekken features totally upgraded online functionality and some new surprises that's coming in 2012. Huge thank yous to Capcom for being a sponsor of the Nerdist Podcast. Also sponsoring this episode of the Nerdist Podcast, GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is amazing online teleconferencing software brought to you by Citrix, now with HD Faces. This lets you collaborate with anyone around the world face-to-face in high def. Video quality is so clear and natural, it is like being in the same room, except you can't poke someone in the eye. Online meetings become more personal, they're more engaging. You can share any document on your computer screen. Everyone in your online meeting can see the document, and you can see their immediate reactions. Facial expressions express so much more than just talking words. Plus, it's easy to use. All you need is an internet connection. It is available for Mac or PC. So sign up today for a free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting. Hold all the meetings you want for one low flat rate. Phone and voiceover IP conferencing is also included for free. So visit GoToMeeting.com and enter the promo code Nerdist. And now this episode. It's a hostful episode. This was our live show in Portland. And guys, I am so amazed at how these live shows have been going. I mean, people show up. Some people are in costumes. We sign stuff afterwards and hug people. The energy is incredible. I never could I have dreamed that live shows could be this way. And I don't ever want to go back. So I hope you come out and see us at some of our upcoming live shows, like DC on November 6th and then Northampton, Massachusetts on November 8th. A bunch of new shows being announced in the coming months. But I do want to say that this particular episode, which, by the way, we all do stand up at the beginning, I just don't put that in the podcast because I want to give something special for the people who show up live. So this is just the podcast portion, but this show ends with probably the best single moment in Nerdist podcast history. It was really special, you guys. It was really special, and some people teared up. I mean, not me. I'm made of nails, you guys. I'm made of nails. Beautiful salted caramel nails. There is podcast host for episode number 136, live from Portland. The dream of the 90s are alive in Portland. I love it so much. And scene.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Thanks, guys. Let's bring out Matt Meyer and Jonah Ray and start the Nerdist Podcast hostful episode. Jonah Ray and Matt Meyer.
Chris, you're on the wrong side.
What?
You're usually over there.
We're going to mix it up tonight, Jonah.
As long as I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. How you holding up?
Good.
Good?
Yeah. You guys feeling okay?
Did you run into any hobos?
No. I don't think so.
No?
Portland doesn't.
They might have been hobos or teenagers.
No, that's it. Portland doesn't just have homeless people. They have these weird feral teens.
Yeah, yeah.
That hang out at that square.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they fucking do.
Yeah.
It's weird. What are they doing? Are they just, is it meth? What are they doing?
They're trying not to live life.
But we had a great time. We went to Ground Control tonight, which was amazing.
You were there.
I played Doctor Who.
You were there
Who.
Getting ready for yelling out stuff today.
I played Doctor Who pinball. You played Star Trek Next Generation pinball.
Hell, played the Pac-Man Battle Royale
Pac-Man.
Mode.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. With Ron Funches, who's
Ron
in town?
Ron Funches. Local Ron Funches. You guys live in the same town as a great comedian.
Yeah, Ron's great.
Yeah.
I played Discs of Tron, which was exciting. And then...
And not a surprise.
Not a surprise. And then fucking Zombie Walk.
Oh, yeah, there was that zombie walk. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The zombie pub crawl.
They were okay. They were just kind of walking normally.
Yeah.
They weren't really trying.
Do.
I've never seen it.
Maybe it was like early in the transformation.
You know what happens?
No, even when you're a fucking fresh zombie, you don't go.
No, when zombies get drunk, they walk normal.
Yeah, when zombies get drunk.
I'm just a better zombie when I'm drunk. I don't know. I'm
just not inhibited by all this flesh seeking.
Yeah, you guys. It's not all about blood. You know, we can drink too.
It really centers me.
Yeah, I feel good.
Yeah.
It really helps me figure out who I am.
I really, yeah.
Yeah, let's get a bunch of the other zombies together and hit some microbrews.
That sounds so much fun.
Yeah.
And we'll just walk around.
There are these cranberry blueberry muffins that are dive.
Tonight on Project Zombie Way.
Make it work.
Well, zombies don't talk, but good try. Good try.
I'm sorry, Jonah. I host The Talking Dead.
Yeah, you do.
Walking Dead is getting so fucking good.
I host a lot of bacteria in my bathtub.
I hosted bed bugs for a week.
You have bed bugs!
Oh my God!
That's right!
Matt, this is the fucking grossest story.
It's disgusting. And it's not my fault, first of all.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You bring that one back from Venezuela.
Well, we had something special. Got back. It didn't work out. Yeah.
This is so...
I paid someone to kill it.
Such a weird story.
Okay, so we got back from New York last weekend, and, you know, there have been rumblings in the building of some bed bugs possibly being around. So,
you know, you see bed bug teens in the corner.
Yep.
I don't like the look of those bed bugs.
Yeah, me neither.
But I go home, and I'm just sitting on the couch watching fucking something where they sell stuff for money. That's a show I watch.
Are you watching fucking something or watching something fucking...
That's what I was going to do, and then the bed bug thing happened. So here's what happened. I go, it's 1:30 in the morning. I turn on my light in my bedroom, and I look on the mattress. I have these white sheets, and I see a dot, and I walk over to the dot, and I'm like, it's a fucking bed bug.
You have white sheets?
Yeah. Get spray. I get the bed bug spray. Bed bug, whatever, fuck, bug spray. Kill it. See another one. I go, shit. Kill it. Then I think
to
myself.
So you were actively not letting the bed bugs bite.
Correct.
Right.
So I think to myself, I just killed. That's good.
It's good.
Jonah liked that one.
We all wanted to let you have it.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's good. So I think to myself, I've killed them all. I've done it. I lay down in bed. I look at the corner of the bed. I see a lot of dots I don't remember being on my sheets. Like 100.
So now you're reenacting Gulliver's
Travels.
So this
is like 1:30 in the morning, and I flip my mattress up, and in each corner are fucking tons of bed bugs. So I take the bed bug spray, I empty it out onto the mattress, and I go, fuck it, throw the mattress out at 1:30 in the morning. Yeah.
So it was in all the corners, so your bed was sort of like their Game of Thrones realm, and in each of the kingdoms were coming into... Yep.
It seems the post bugs think they can take over.
Lannister bugs, you're incorrect.
I was going to say something, but it was a spoiler, and I don't want the internet mad at me.
That's fine.
Don't worry
about it. So you dragged your mattress out to the dumpster at 1:30 in the morning.
Dumpster is the loose word. I would call it the tree down the street. Still there.
Los Angeles. Like,
what killed the fucking... The funny thing about it is I had a dust mite bed bug cover, like an allergen cover on the...
Is it plastic just in case?
Sometimes my exercise-induced asthma counts when I'm sleeping.
Oh. That's adorable. Honey, let's put some zinc on your nose before you go outside.
Okay.
Don't forget the Vis Vapor Rub.
So they were living between the sheet and the fucking bed bug cover. They were living there. And then I ripped the cover off the mattress, and the mattress was totally clean. They were just living on top of the thing. So I brought the mattress back.
Nature found a way.
Yeah.
They used frog DNA.
The bed bugs, in traditional chaos theory, they would find a way even with the dust cover on the top.
How do you eat?
I don't eat. I feed off the boredom of others as I'm stammering.
There's a lot of...
I eat through my eyes. Yeah.
But like when bed bugs happen, you have to like...
When bed bugs happen.
On Animal Planet at 7. You have to like literally take everything out of your room and like burn everything.
Greta?
Yep.
You burned Greta?
Sorry, guys.
Oh, she was covered in bed bugs.
Say goodbye to those titties.
They took a while to burn. They're all fat.
Oh my God.
What's the over-under on the breakup here? What do we got?
We got two, three. Three weeks? We've been going a year and a half. It's going to keep going.
Whoa. Bullshit. If she didn't break up with him after hearing that she was blowing him when Osama bin Laden got killed.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
If she didn't break up with him after all the comments about her cans on the Nerdist TV special, this little tale of burning tit fat is not going to do a dent in their relationship.
But once she finds out that he was blowing somebody when they found out about Gaddafi.
You said you wouldn't say anything.
Stop it.
I have to. It was the best ever. Wait.
No.
Yeah, you guys are sharing a room at the hotel.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. We had inappropriate jokes about it at the cafe.
First of all, these do not sound like jokes. When I show up and they go, yeah, we got this running joke where we both just, we could just keep joking about how we're both going to just start jerking off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's like we
like
walk in the room and we're just like, jerk off contest. And then he said he can come more, but I said I could come further.
See, that doesn't sound like a joke.
And that's when the little girl in the cafe walked by.
She did, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right in Ken's Artisan Bakery.
At least I shaved a couple weeks ago.
She doesn't know those words.
Oh, my God. I got so... They don't like me at Ken's Artisan Bakery. It's my
favorite.
You snapped at her.
I didn't snap at her.
You went thermonuclear.
That was hardly thermonuclear.
It was close.
No. You're
exaggerating. It wasn't Big C. It wasn't that.
You're totally exaggerating. What happened was, Every time I come to Portland, I look forward to going to Ken's Artisan Bakery because they have a ham and cheese croissant with thyme.
Croissant.
With thyme, milled from the TARDIS. And they... no.
References.
Thyme, the spice. T-H-Y-M-E. And so I go there, I'm like, one ham and cheese croissant, please. And she just goes, we're out. But you can come back tomorrow. And I was like, but I can't come back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I was like, I came 1,000 miles.
But this is what it sounded like.
I came 1,000 miles for this. And then she's like, sorry, they go really fast. And he's like, no, but I came literally 1,000 miles.
Like, isn't there one in the back? I'll take one on the floor. I don't give a shit. But wouldn't you be disappointed if you had waited a year to get something and then you showed up and then they just kind of coldly said, yeah, we don't have them. Come back tomorrow. And you're like, but I would have said,
okay.
Wow, all right.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird. You're talking again. Strange. So bizarre how that happened. Anyway,
oh shit! There's a balcony.
Yeah,
but the
there's a balcony. But I'm excited to report they did find another row of ham and cheese, a croissant.
Ah,
he got them, everybody.
And luxury problems.
So I know you guys are all planning on boycotting Ken's Artisan Bakery.
Don't worry, do it.
They Pixie found it. Figured it out.
They found it.
What I was going to say about my room and the exterminators, so for like 3 days, it was literally because I had to clear my room out. It was my entertainment stand, my TV, and my Xbox, and me in a computer chair playing Arkham City.
Oh.
For fucking 3 days.
Yeah. Which you beat
Not
already.
A far cry from your normal setup.
Well, I'd be sitting on a bed in comfort.
A bed on
or
the floor.
Sadness. It's not on the floor anymore. I got a box spring. Not anymore. It's all out. But I remember one time I was talking to Steve AJ,
a friend of ours, and I was saying, I want to grow up. I don't want to be that mattress on the floor guy. And Steve's almost 40 at the time. He was like, I got a mattress on the floor. No, but you're okay.
Right?
It's cool when you do it.
It's cool. It's so funny.
But I beat Arkham City, everybody. I did it. Yeah. Huh? It was, right? I fucking plowed through that shit.
It's almost as if he has nothing better to do with his life.
Strange. Except for fight bed guys. Guys, if Gotham's in trouble, I'm going to help.
No. Mattman.
Yay!
Yay. Yeah. I am enjoying the new DC Universe. I've read the first two Action Comics and the first couple Justice Leagues and Animal Man.
Animal Man was good. Surprisingly, like, whoa, that was enjoyable.
Animal Man's good, but I gotta say, loving the art in Justice League. The art of Justice League is so fucking gorgeous.
Detective Comics is fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's the next one that I have to get.
Animal Man.
Yeah.
You remember that sketch we wanted to do on Web Soup, which was Animal Man? It was a guy that when there's a full moon and he's passing by a haunted graveyard and a gypsy puts a curse on him, he starts to turn into an animal that turns into a man that can turn into other animals.
So it's a whole like series of processes that he has to
One episode of this would be the entire transformation process.
Boy, I didn't yell at that girl for not having a ham and cheese
croissant.
Let's just say I squatted to like fake look at the rest of the pastries.
Yeah.
Let's know what's going on here. Oh.
I felt like, for me, because I just came from the service industry, if I was like, sorry, we're out, and some asshole's like, I came 1,000 miles for you to fix my fucking iPhoto, I'd be like, dude.
I didn't say fucking. You said asshole.
All right, that guy would say.
True.
But no, I mean, I was like, well. I mean,
more like that story.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, I think maybe the fact that I've been to New York and back to L.A. twice in a week and have slept a total of 20 hours in 7 days, maybe I'm a little sensitive.
Well, at least you had a mattress every night.
That's it. I had a nice one. Yeah, I had really nice ones.
Yeah.
Really nice ones. Yeah, because I wash my sheets every once in a while, which is good.
Yeah, that's a good way of getting rid of them.
Shut up.
You.
Oh, my God. Good comeback.
Fucktard.
Me shut up.
I got him.
Yeah, he's going to be feeling that one tomorrow, Matt.
Yep. I know. I know.
When I get up again at 5 a.m. to fly back to Los Angeles.
When this jet setter finally settles down.
I know.
What are you booing, flying or Los Angeles? We should stay.
We should stay.
Portland is
guys,
so great.
Guys, let's all get a collective together, and then we can start a garden.
No, guys.
Let's just start a fucking enjoy your burrito truck.
Yeah. Yeah, and enjoy your burrito trailer. Guys, I feel like we should open an independent coffee shop. Do you guys have any of those?
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll also
sell records, and we'll also sell old books, and we'll also sell vintage clothing.
Yes.
Tell them about the store we saw today that you were like, you know.
Clogs and more. What's clogs more? There's more clogs.
And I looked in the window, and it was just clogs.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I was saying. They couldn't fit it on the side. I was like, clogs and more. More what? Just more clogs. We just couldn't fit clogs and more clogs. And it seemed redundant.
You pay by the letter. We couldn't afford it.
Clogs and more is fun. I've actually had some good independent clogs. Coffee since I've been here. I wish I had
a great chai from Nordstrom.
You guys sound like a couple pieces of shit.
That little mom and pop shop, Nordstrom.
I went to some good independent coffee. I went to Nordstrom's.
I went to some super slick place. And I can't remember the name of it, but I do remember that my Les Barista was very sweet and gave me a delicious coffee.
Nice.
She was awesome. It was not Stumptown. I can't remember what it was called, but it was so good.
No, they called this place Stumptown.
Oh, this place is Stumptown. But I thought it was Bridgetown, too. Is it Bridgetown or Stumptown?
And Rip City?
Stump Bridgetown.
Rip City?
Bridgetown, this is the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. So much fun here.
Yeah, it's
a
good festival.
Andy Wood puts it on.
I was here this year for Bridgetown, and I drank so much.
That's weird.
Yeah. I drank a lot.
Yeah, that's really weird.
It's funny upstairs where you're like, are there beers? There are beers, right? Where are the beers?
Yeah. Papa needs his medicine. You think this charm comes naturally? Oh, cruel.
Daddy needs his special tea. Every time. I love Portland is such a great city because when you are, it's weird. LA is an awesome city to take off from because you take off over the ocean. It's a horrible, ugly city to land in because it just looks like a concrete circuit board.
And live.
And Portland is just, it's just like you're landing in, yeah, paradise.
Say it, Chris, say paradise, and wish and dream, oh, Chris.
I was going to say like some.
Well, she has a great life. I wish I could be that like optimistic about everything.
I've never liked anywhere I've lived that much.
Well, yeah.
But granted, it was Lowell in Los Angeles.
Lowell, Sangeles.
What's up? You guys, we'll move here soon.
Stop that. You're like people with kids. You should have a kid. Oh, it's the best. Join the club, shithead.
Are you not married yet? You should get married.
You should get married.
It's married.
Oh, you're married? Oh, I just thought of this. Have a kid.
You gotta get seasoned.
Please don't let me be the only one. Please.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Marriage is like prison without all the sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, delayed good. Reaction.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to think of a tag. I was like, nah, it's good.
That's fine the way it is. Feral teens running downtown in Stumptown Paradise.
Guys, secret Slater-Kinney reunion show tonight.
Oh, my God. I tried to get Carrie Brown seen on the show, but she's touring, apparently. Do you guys like Portlandia at all, or do you mad at Portlandia?
Yeah.
Is this what? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Where do you go to retire in your 20s?
Spirit of the 90s are alive.
Spirit of the 90s are alive.
Let's just start talking about the show.
Remember that one sketch where Fred dresses up like that guy and he's got the beard? Yeah.
Bike lane.
And then Jason Sudeikis is that guy who has the chicken farm.
We actually did that today walking around.
We actually did that today walking around. It's so gorgeous right now, too. It's like the weather's really nice outside. It's not too...
I was confused by the weather.
What? Well, weather is what like,
well, that's because you're
it's
simple-minded.
Cloudy. I was like, it's cloudy. I should have a coat. No, it's too hot. Help
that's
me.
We were walking.
I asked Siri, and it was like, it's 65. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Siri has been a lot of fun.
Every time I ask Siri something, it just goes,
I want to
I'll see what a normal dick size is.
Yes, that's exactly what Siri would say.
Are you sure?
On Thursday, we had Kevin Pereira on Attack of the Show. He was using the Siri, and he asked it something about dogs fucking. And then it didn't respond, whatever. And then Siri. He asked it two other things, and he said, and Siri was like, I can't do that for you, Kevin, but I can search the web for dogs fucking.
Nice.
Oh, she ignored him and then brought it
and
back.
And then later was like, listen.
Dude, Siri's a slut.
Those things you asked for, Let me try.
Siri seems pretty timid, but she's a slut.
She's totally put out. Here, let's try it. Let me try this. Fuck.
Which one? You have 12.
That is not...
Chris, I didn't know you got 12 fucks.
Got 12
oh,
fucks.
Man.
No, that's the great thing about series. You can assign a fuck.
Yeah, you got to get them all.
That's what you do. You got to collect them all. Like a Pokemon.
Fucking on.
Yeah. Fucking on. Oh, stay away from that lightning mouse.
A friend of mine fucks a lot of chicks, and he keeps a spreadsheet.
What?
Yeah.
That is gross and nerdy at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's also weird to talk about your friend that fucks a lot.
A spreadsheet and rates them and
a
like has
spreadsheet.
Like he can generate a pretty good graph.
Does he have bed bugs all over his spreadsheet?
Guys, I think they came in from the people who moved in underneath me. Ironically, they came from Portland. So
weird.
You know that's the wrong thing to say when you're in the actual city, right?
At
least they're not like those assholes in Portland. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck, we're here.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
fuck.
Shit. That's not what I meant to.
They probably brought them from New York.
Here's the, Siri's also very
fuck
sweet.
Seattle, right, guys?
Oh, wow.
Portland! Oh, wait. Seattle's great, right, guys?
Oh, fuck. Just throw all your hatred at Los Angeles. That's what everyone
fuck
does.
Fuck Los Angeles.
Here, this one's kind of cute. This one's kind of cute with Siri. This one's kind of cute. Will you marry me?
Okay, here's the contact.
Wow, it gave me Will Arnett's contact info.
Humble brag! Brought to you by Chris Hardwick.
Why are you pulling out your
Siri,
phone?
That's...
Hey, here's a great podcast show to watch.
I have Siri, too. No, I was going to make Siri... I was gonna have Siri.
People,
put your stupid iPhone 4 away, Jonah.
Yeah.
Oh, why you want to dance?
Fucking totally will. Oh shit!
I updated my phone. They're all gone.
Oh, and what the happened? Did you put some more ringtones on your phone?
I did put a really good ringtone on my show. What? Call my phone the show because it's big time.
Run a little low on fuel there, buddy.
Fill me up. This is my current ringtone.
I can't believe he's actually doing this. It's that side.
Interestingly, that's the song the hamster sang when it came on my leg.
Did you, so when you were raising hamsters, were you like, I'm gonna commit to this and read a book about it? Like, you knew to separate? Because if I had hamsters, I would have been like, I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, it's just something that they tell you, when you're buying them at the pet store, they're like, all right, when they have them.
I had a frog once that I caught at the cemetery, and I kept it as a pet. And then we went to
Oh, yeah, Huck Finn!
And then we...
Where'd you get the frog, man?
But no...
You get it with a stick.
We went frog catching.
Oh, yeah. I love frog catching.
Rolled up
Sometimes
my overall.
Sometimes I put on my coveralls with the cut-off legs. And me and my friends run barefoot into the marsh.
Oh, my God.
So,
Not deterred at all.
I just forgot that I had a frog pet, and we went to Niagara Falls. And then we came back, and my mother goes into her bedroom and screamed, and my frog was dead on her floor.
Aww. What'd Mama do? She what must have been rat sore at you. He must have been in heaps of trouble. Get the whipping belt. That's when you got on a raft and decided to run away.
Yeah.
That's when I went to help Br'er Rabbit.
Yay.
Splash Mountain, you guys, try it.
Yes.
Don't woo for that. He didn't make Splash Mountain.
I did.
What?
Yep.
So much we don't know.
I've never seen you drink before, really.
Yeah, no, I do occasionally. I only, literally, I only can in my brain.
Well, don't you remember when he drank and he was being really weird to,
John Cho?
Oh, God, that was so uncomfortable.
we were at, it was after a show. And we're
uncomfortable
like,
for you, maybe. Yeah,
and John Cho, who played
John
Sulu,
Cho, who was kind enough to do my show.
So yours and Tom Lennon's show.
Yeah, well, maybe that's how we got him, but still.
you're uncomfortable even thinking about what happened.
Oh, don't man. Think about it. Just let it happen.
We all went out afterwards. We all did a show together. We all went afterwards, and Matt was drunk. And then every time John Cho said something, Matt would be like, "Oh, really, Sulu?"
And we were like, "Oh, no. What are you doing?"
Don't
you should do it because it's not canon. Oh, my martini. He was drinking martinis the whole night.
I like martinis.
Oh, that was adorable.
They go good with cloves. Yes, sir. You don't know that.
This guy smokes cloves. So you can catch him outside the Hot Topic tomorrow morning. Just hanging out, talking about the Smiths.
Oh, my God. That you know what? I had a, I went to do this thing in New York. I was in New York yesterday. Robert Kirkman and I did a live
oh, God.
And about zombies. And so they sent a car to pick me up at the airport, which is very nice of them. And my driver was like, this like guy. He was just that guy. He was, you know, like, this was how we talked. Oh, yeah, you know, hey. Every time, I don't know if you like music, but I just got a bunch of CDs. He was very charming, but just, I got a bunch of CDs. I got everything from, like, rap to hip-hop to, you know, if you want, like, adult contemporary rock, like, whatever you want. I got everything. I got everything. I got a bunch of CDs. Yeah. You know, every time some baseball player's name goes up to bat at the Yankee Stadium, they always play Enter Sandman. So I was like, I never heard that album. So I go back and buy it. Every song a classic. Do you know that album was 20 years old? So he starts going on.
It's whenever Mariano Rivera goes out to pitch. That's when they play Enter Sandman.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. And so, but he starts talking about Metallica, and then the next thing that came out of his mouth, I never would have expected out of this guy. He was like, "Yeah, Metallica's great. I love James Hetfield. You know who else I love? The Cure. That Robert Smith. I am telling you, I am Letters to Elise. It fucking tears me up. I can't take it. Robert Smith is one of the best guitar players. He makes a guitar have a sound like." He went from Hetfield to Robert Smith.
No,
but he's very eclectic.
He was that guy. He was like this. He was like the Sopranos extra that you're like, you like The Cure?
Yeah.
The Sopranos pinball machine, not that entertaining.
No, it's not.
I played that at Ground Control.
Yeah, the last ball ends with them just sitting in a cafe.
Yeah. That was it? What happened?
Well, I don't understand.
Where'd the ball go?
It's a good song, though.
The Star Trek one was great. I made Lieutenant, you know, whatever. LaForge, what? LaForge is a lieutenant commander, sir.
Whoa! Snap!
Junior great lieutenant in the first season, then gets lieutenant, then when you make him chief engineer,
oh, shut up.
Lieutenant commander. I'm just saying.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
It's a question. It's a comment. It's a question. It's a comment. It's a comment.
What?
It's a question. Chris, it's a comment.
I don't understand.
It's a rambate con
poignante papa. Those weren't words.
The what? Just call me Scatman Crothers.
This comment is from Dan Schilling.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan. My name is Dan. I live in Japan.
That's why he moved there, to be able to say that.
It was either that or Sudan. I live in Japan. and I love the podcast a lot. Now, now that's out of the way, I thought you might be able to help out a fellow nerd trapped in the netherworld of nerddom that is Japan. More accurately, you'd be helping out my poor wife. You see, she is Japanese. And what if that's
nice.
The end of it? No. You see, she's Japanese.
And her name is Anise.
And she happens to like Doctor Who. Well, she likes what she's seen, but that's not much. Here in Japan, the DVDs of the show are only available through season 3, and those DVDs are damn near impossible to find. I have the DVDs from the States, but obviously those don't have any Japanese subtitles. My wife's English is great. I'm sure you can understand the difference between being able to order food in a restaurant, great, and understanding the theoretical science-y stuff the doctor is shouting every few seconds, great. In other words, we're without proper subs, we're boned. This brings me to my request. Could you perhaps present this issue to your massive nerd public? I spent the last couple months searching the internet in vain, kind of at my wit's end. I really want her to see the end of the show. If you have any solutions, you can tweet me at @_DansLater. At Pirate Bay.
Do you go to Pirate Bay? Bay would probably have Japanese subtitles.
Yeah, they're freaky.
Yeah?
Then you just fucking load that up on your VLC player and have a good
now,
time.
Now, on Pirate Bay, when something's downloading, it's just go, arr.
No. No, it goes... You got this for free.
All right, so you're saying Pirate Bay for that. But if anyone else has any suggestions who's listening to the podcast, at @_DansLator.
I was going to say, the episodes of Bargain Hunt I just downloaded
Shut up.
They have subtitles for some reason, and it's kind of enjoyable.
It's because old people that watch that show
and download
have bad
it
hearing.
And torrent it. The old people that torrent Bargain Hunt.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I better hop onto this torrent.
The same old people that are the only people that care if your fucking iPad prints. Does it print? Even an iPad.
Hey,
Just look at it.
Hey, you're not there anymore.
You're right.
You're not there anymore. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Sometimes I go to sleep and I'm there again.
It's not your fault.
I came 1,000 miles for this.
That's what I said during our masturbation off.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Come on.
That is such a Jonah Ray-ism to make the word clunky like masturbation off.
Masturbation off, yeah.
That sounds like a spray. Am I stopping?
Oh, by the way, penguins would want to segregate, not desegregate.
Oh, shit.
No, that wasn't a slam at all.
I'm drunk.
That was just... Because then you'd be like, penguins
are
still
awesome.
Yeah,
penguins
are pretty
awesome,
right?
Yeah.
Thanks, penguins.
This next question comes from Jeff Whaley. My question is about starting stand-up. I'm from a small town in Montana, currently planning to move to the East Coast. What the fuck? Wait. This doesn't make any sense.
Why are you...
Oh, okay, I see. First he says, move to the East Coast to either Seattle, where my sister lives, or to L.A., where I know no one. Neither of those are on the East Coast.
You know what? No one really knows anyone in L.A., though,
I mean,
man.
Seriously, like, you try to get to know people. But what do you think would be better option starting for a stand-up comedian, actor, writer? I think New York is a better place to start stand-up.
New York's better.
Yeah.
New York's a good place to start stand-up.
Yeah.
How's your stand-up scene in Portland? Is it okay?
That guy shrugs his fucking shoulders.
Nah, I don't know.
What? Me worry?
You guys have a new Helium Club here, right?
Helium Club. And they got Bridgetown. They got good comics out here.
Well, they...
Are you a comic out here? Yeah, you are?
She appreciates
I take back
it.
What I said.
Yeah, except all her jokes are... all her
I
jokes.
Don't know you, so it's not a real dig. But you suck. But...
No, she doesn't suck. It's just all her jokes are about her period. this question's from Kellen. Hey, Matt, Jonah, and Chris. Here's one for the
Me
next...
first.
Here's one for the next hostful. My name is Kellen W. I'm a huge fan of the podcast and now TV show. I want to thank you for hours of entertainment and laughs. I am 17, and you make my teen life that much less shitty. I'm a super happy kid, and I would consider myself a nerd. I do play sports, but I counteract that by being in a book club, science club, and so on. This girl and I have been talking for a while, and I'm pretty sure she's into me. She's a total nerd, and I was wondering if you'd give me any suggestions on what to say to her to kind of get the ball rolling. I know you're not a relationship counselor, and if you don't care, that's totally cool. I just want to say thanks again, and good luck with the podcast of the future. I totally do care, and what you need to do is just have unbreakable eye contact with her and make very clinical contact with her vagina in your hand.
Yeah,
just walk up and reach and just grab and be like, we've struck gold, or whatever you would say.
17, here's some real advice for you, my friend. Don't become her best friend, because you'll never fuck her.
I think it's too late.
Is it too late?
I think it's already.
No. He feels that she's into him.
Okay, well, if that's the case, what you do is you ask her to go hang out by yourselves, not as a date.
Can I? No, 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 no,
that's
wait.
A scam.
No, wait.
Yeah.
If you get her to ask 10 of her friends and 10 of those friends.
Tiny classified ads in thousands of newspapers.
He just killed himself. Don LaPree.
Yes, he did. Don up LaPree. Top.
Yeah. Why are we high-fiving Don LaPree's suicide?
I don't know.
So I think I had moderate success with this when I was younger in college and then after college. If you're hanging out with a girl and you just go, hey, you want to make out? What's weird about that is that there's no, like, they can't prep a defense to that. You know, so they can't be like, well, I know. So a lot of times it'll be like, all right.
No, there is a defense. It's like, why? You're like my brother.
And then you say, like I said, that's fine. I'm from Tennessee.
Yeah.
So let's see the pussy.
Oh, no, it's cool. It's cool. It turns me on.
You could say that, but I would say, let's go see that new movie that is out that.
Wow. And you have a girlfriend.
I do.
Let's go. The thing
on the
screen.
G Matt, with those generic 50s sounding questions, you're never going to get the girl to go to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance with you.
Hey, girly. What say you to a night out? You and me and my falcon.
Lorraine will ask me.
I think you just ask someone. I think the direct the better, and then the more you kind of hem and haw.
Yeah, but you gotta
is bad.
Go do something. Go hang out together alone, then ask.
We'll be right back with more Dr. Drew's Life Changers.
Do you want to go to the mall and see Matt Myra smoking clothes at the Hot Topic?
That's the coolest.
Yeah, I don't know. I would just say ask her to go out with you.
Yeah, and then when she says no.
But Chris,
just pop on Pinkerton and fucking cry a bit.
Your advice is different because you have abs.
True.
I didn't when I was younger, though. I didn't when I was younger.
What happened?
I didn't have anything. I didn't have anything when I was younger. I was just a fucking nerdy kid with like that 90s drapery
well,
hair.
Well, when I was 17, I weighed probably 30 more pounds than I do now. And I still got laid.
Wait a minute, Jonas. So did you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I can laugh. Everyone else here is a piece of shit.
I feel like we should take a couple of comments from the audience.
Whoa! Live.
We got the extra mic there.
Who's got a question or a comment? Who's got a question or a comment or a comment?
Look at Spider-Man and Girl. Hey, Spider-Man and Girl. I know you guys don't have any questions, but I just wanted to point out that you're...
Spider-Man! Are you reading the new Spider-Man, Miles Morales?
He's confused. He doesn't understand.
It's a new Spider-Man.
They made a new Spider-Man.
Look!
Do you have a question or a comment or a comment? Okay, come here. What is your name?
My name is Kirk.
Kirk!
Hey.
As in James Tiberius.
Congratulations, you're the millionth person to say it. Oh!
Slam!
Well, that was your comment. Yeah. That was your motherfucking comment right there.
Is it like Kirk Cameron? Has anyone said that?
You're the 900,000th person to say that.
Like Kirk Hammett?
Nice.
See, I was doing the voice because that meant that I knew you get that question all the time. I was making fun of the fact that, all right, it was a meta joke. Come here. What's your question?
All right. So I've been watching Louie a lot lately. Yep. And I...
Is this weird?
Get up behind him. Get up behind him. Fuck him with your microphone. Fuck him with your microphone.
Yes. Yes. Sorry, we're just playing a game called Pegboard. All right, which question?
Okay, so I was watching the first season of Louie, specifically the episode with the heckler. And I was just wondering, all of you guys, as comedians, do you have either A, any good stories of a heckler and how you handled them, or B, do you have something set up how you would handle a heckler should something happen?
Let's hear from the heckler.
Wait, I already know her response. I'm just trying to help.
I'm Mexican. Who's that? Who is that?
That was her.
That's a good question, Kirk. That is a very good question. We'll answer that seriously in a second. But honestly, when you're shouting stuff out, like what's going through your head? Is it just, is there no filter where you're just like, thought expressed?
I've been drinking
since 5? Is that our fault?
You've been drinking
yeah,
all
it is
day.
Kind oh, of our fault, it is. Isn't it?
I've been drinking since 11 a.m. Look at me. I'm a fucking fla-fla-fla.
What?
I'm Kirk, on stage. That's right.
Kirk, it's a very good... It's a.
That's why it's not sad anymore.
Kirk, it's a very good question. I've had some bad... I mean, I don't know. I've been doing this long enough that I'm not really afraid of hecklers anymore. Like, I feel like I have a pretty good comfort level and a control of the stage. It took a lot of years for me to get that. I've had a couple really great heckler stories. There was one. Mike Furman and I were performing at Cap City in Austin, Texas. And we were doing... This is when we started to learn that our act was not for comedy clubs because there's not a high joke per minute ratio in a Hard and Firm song. They're basically like sketches. And if you get the sketch, if you get what the joke is right away, then you'll enjoy the song. And if you don't, then you're stuck with it for 4 minutes. And so this one drunk guy... we were in the middle of playing our bluegrass medley of Radiohead songs, Rodeohead. Everyone says they always want to hear that song, and then we start playing it, and then they go to sleep, because they don't know all the Radiohead songs that we know. So
why bother?
And this guy just stands up in the middle of Rodeohead and just starts, as he's walking out to leave, boo! Like, one long breath all the way out. So in that case, there's really nothing you can do. Like, some hecklers just want to help, they think. And they're just having fun. They don't mean it. But then there's, like, the black hat heckler. And the black hat hecklers just want to do damage to the show. And no matter what you say, they just keep talking back. And the way that you deal with a black hat heckler
is... Is that a racist term?
No. It's like hackers, you know? Like, black hats are the ones that are... They like to cause chaos, and the white hats are the good guys. Right. And so the... I don't think it's the same with hecklers. It's the same with hecklers.
Yeah.
The fuck? And sometimes there's green hats, like the guy in the front row.
Yeah.
But what you can do is at a certain point, if they won't stop, you kind of let them dig their own grave, and then the audience will turn on them. Because ultimately, people don't... Like, if someone tries to make the show about themselves, the audience will turn. And so... No, I wasn't. I love you. But my favorite, you're great.
No.
My favorite heckle story, and what shocked me at how sort of, it was a very bold thing for me to do, but it came out without me thinking, and fortunately it turned out well. I was performing in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which I don't recommend to anyone, and there was a guy in the back, and I would be the first to tell you if I was not having a good set. I would be the first to tell you, but I was having a great set, and this big, huge, not a muscly guy, but he was just, like, big, just built.
Yeah.
In the back, just yells out, why don't you say something funny? And without even thinking, I just said, oh, okay. Oh, no, he goes, why don't you tell a funny story? That's what it was. Why don't you tell a funny story? And without thinking, I just went, oh, one time this fat piece of shit at the back of a comedy club yelled out at me, and he got his ass thrown out.
Yeah.
And I kind of surprised myself, like, what are you doing?
And that's how you met Matt.
No. Origin stories. Nerdist origin stories. And he laughed. The guy thought it was funny. And he was like, that's better. Like, yeah. Weird. Okay, yes, we see a comment or a question or a comment in the front row.
Lice. Head crabs and lice.
Head bugs.
I had some scabies. Got it from a queen hat.
We can't afford that tune. You've gone too far.
What's your question?
So I like you guys and I like Mark Maron. Did you think he was an asshole before you did a show or did you change mind after the show?
No, he was a complete asshole before the show. But he would readily tell you that. I mean, the thing that's so wonderful and interesting and charming about Mark is that, you know, years ago, Mark used to be a rage ball, and he's gotten over it. Like, he really has, and I'm so happy and proud for him because he is a phenomenal stand-up comic. And for years and years, he sort of toiled around the business, and he finally found this thing with podcasting, and he's finally getting the recognition that he deserves. So I have so much respect for him because he's a genuinely, you know, there are a couple different types of comics, like, some comics will just kind of say, like, make funny things that are very low stakes, but Mark really talks about real shit, and he makes it funny, and I have so much respect for that. That being said, when I first met him in, I don't know, 2000, 2001, we were doing a show at Luna Lounge in New York, And Mark just saw me as the enemy because he thought that I was a guy who was on TV who was just trying stand-up. He never thought that I might have been someone who had been obsessed with stand-up my whole life and stand-up was something that I really wanted to do with my life. And, you know, the TV thing was just a weird accident. And so so he would say things to my face that I could not... The kind of things that people say anonymously on message boards. You're like, oh, you really think what you think? Really think what you're doing up there is entertaining, huh? Yeah, it's adorable. It's adorable. Like shit like that. You're like, what?
Yeah. Oh, you're the TV guy. Yeah, I get that, man.
So yeah, and so you know, when Mark kind of started to get his shit together and straighten out his life, I mean, you know, everyone has that sort of Marin story where it's like, why did you bitch slap me with words? And he'd be like, I don't know. But Mark will. What's fascinating about him is that he will disarm you and take control of the situation by, you know, he would say something horrible to you and then reveal something vulnerable about himself, and you can be mad at him. He'd be like, hey, it's really cute how you're up there trying to tell jokes and stuff. You know I only attack you because I'm insecure. And you're like, but I don't know how to feel now!
Yeah.
So that is my Mark Maron story, and it's so nice. I mean, first of all, you guys have to understand, this podcasting thing, we never thought it was just something we were going to do because it was a fun thing that no one else could control. But, you know, to see you guys here and to see people dressing up like TARDISes and,
yeah,
you know.
It's kind of fucking crazy.
It's amazing. And so it's a wonderful time, a very special time. And like all of our comedian friends who have
it's
their own show.
It's very nice. Oh. Oh, my God, I'm flying. I'm floating. Chris, what's happening to me?
Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the kids smell shitty.
Oh, did you
see him fall? Did you see Axl Rose fall, that video on the internet? Of
no.
Axl Rose? He's doing Knocking on Heaven's Door, and he goes, knock, knock, knock.
Careful.
And then one leg comes off the stage like this, and a fucking roadie runs over to him.
You know why?
A roadie runs over to him, and he goes, knock, 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 and he gets up, and then the fucking guitarist goes.
Have you guys seen a picture of Axl Rose lately?
Because he was knocking on heaven's trapdoor.
He's really, really big. And that's why I want to do a parody song called, for Paradise City, where it's Take Me Down to Paradise City. I heard they got really good donuts down there. Appetite for Destruction and pancakes.
Welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and cake.
Oh!
But Jonah was saying there's a Beyonce video that's going around right now that's really funny.
Oh, great. Beyonce, have you seen that? It's just Beyonce going in front of Beyonce going in front of a crowd, and she's singing beautifully, and all these people are, and then there's just this blonde white lady like going, like mouthing the words like, you're amazing, I love you. And then Beyonce puts the microphone to her, like during a whoo, and puts the microphone up to the lady, and it goes,
the woman freaked out.
Yeah, it's fucking great. It's so great. I watch it on a loop because it makes me so happy.
Learn
that this was this lady's, like, oh gosh, she's so close to someone as amazing. I love Beyonce. Beyonce is fucking amazing. I think she's a great singer, and she's hot and sexy, and I. She's, yeah.
Jay-Z's very hot and sexy
she's
also.
Jay-Z's for now. But, like, Beyonce is amazing, and then, like, just this lady is so amazed to be in front of her, and then fucking blows it. I don't even think she was trying to sing. I think she was just shitting herself.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
There's another comment that we'd like to, I think maybe this is the last one we really
did. We had one right here.
Oh, we did another one right here? Yeah, yes. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Adam.
Hey, Adam, what's your question or comment or equipment?
So this is really nerdy, but it's the only place I can ask it.
Yes.
On iOS 5, they integrated Twitter. And you guys are the only reason I joined Twitter. But mm-hmm. I think I made a mistake, and I tweeted you my first tweet and was like, oh, you know, like everything you guys do. But I think I should have messaged you or something.
No.
Yeah, you fucked that way up. I have been so upset about that for months.
Yeah. You want to know why you don't have any followers?
I'll tell you, this is such an important piece of closure for me. You're the guy. No, you can't direct message someone unless they're following you. And so I didn't, you know,
what's the etiquette? Like, I don't know.
What's the etiquette of Twitter?
There is no etiquette on Twitter.
No, there's etiquette. There's totally etiquette.
Is there?
Yeah, there's etiquette.
You just do this. If anyone says anything, you go, at whatever that person is, die, cunt.
Yeah. That's pretty much the basics.
Works at Christmas.
Hashtag.
Twitter,
right? Yeah, no, you just you know, mention me in the thing, and then I'll get it, and then, yeah, that's it. Have you been enjoying Twitter?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really easy on the iPhone 4S.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is really easy on the iPhone. Do you Wait work for minute. The fruit stand? Do you work for the fruit stand?
No, I work for Honda.
Oh, you do?
You work for Honda? You know,
I got a Honda Fit. I love it.
I had a Honda Civic Hybrid for 3 years that I got rid of and then was like, fuck it, I need a Jeep.
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest.
Now that's why he's my zombie partner.
I was like, you know what? This whole gas thing, it's going to go down. It wouldn't. It did not.
I will say this. If you have any problems with your Honda, Adam in Portland probably had a reason for the entire company failing you in some sense.
Yeah, no. I mean, listen. The car was, it was a delight, but fucking boring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Look at my silver Civic Hybrid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you work for the corporation, or what do you do for Honda?
I'm an auditor.
What does an auditor do?
You son of a bitch, I paid you.
Uh-oh, now I know what an auditor does.
I made every single payment.
When someone asks you...
Actually, what if he's like, oh, hey, Matt, here, I got you a present. You open it up, and it's like a summons or something. Yeah, you're like, oh, you touched it.
Do you know what? There is a parking ticket I haven't paid, and it's a lease, so I'm like, fuck it. It's under Honda.
Matt, are you taking a shit?
Yep. Give it a minute.
Yeah, so you are using Twitter correctly.
Yeah.
We should do this one now.
Yeah.
What? You have equipment over there?
We'll get better seats.
All right.
I'm such a dick, and you people applaud it.
It's what people love about you. What's your name?
My name's Louisa.
Hey, Louisa, what's your equipment?
Okay, so I'm a pretty big fan of zombie movies, and I really like it when there's a... I know this question's for him, but there's a...
Sup, girl? What you want to know?
Well, no, I like the mixture of zombies and comedy, but I...
I thought... You guys thought it too, right? It started with, I like the mixture of zombies and cum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought, and you're like, comedy... No one ever thinks to come on them. No. They don't know what to do. No. They get confused.
It's weird. That's like the one
shorts out their brain.
That's the one weird sense of humanity they still have left over. You come on, they go, oh God.
Oh, someone just came on me. I gotta tell Kirkman that. That's gonna be the Rick Grimes way.
But then you meet a cool zombie, and it's like anywhere you want.
Yeah.
That's when you start answering. People are like, what's your favorite zombie weapon of choice? Come. I make it myself.
Ejaculate.
It's actually the cure. No.
So what's your?
Oh my God, that would be so crazy if
Can
that
I
was
drink
the cure.
It?
You're like, come. Mom? Yeah. They're fine. Where's all my skin? Where's
Won't
all my
you
skin?
Be my zombie tonight.
Okay, I'm sorry. What's your zombie comedy question?
I'm trying to compose myself. Anyway, I was just thinking. I'm trying to think now what I was supposed to say.
Zombie comedies?
Yes, zombie comedies. What would be like perfect montage music to like a zombie getaway?
Throwing It All Away by Genesis.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Well.
I would say In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. Yeah.
Orinoco Flow by Enya.
I always think you know what? No.
Yakety it's, Sax. It's,
no. It's got to be... I've got
the music,
the 80s equivalent to Yakety Sax, which is Oh Yeah by Yellow.
Oh, yeah. Any more?
That's good. Okay, this guy's got one. Maybe just a couple more.
Just a couple more. Then we'll hang out afterwards.
I used to do that, the long sleeve over the polo. Good job.
So, my comment or question is, we know Matt and Jonah are sharing a room
in
the hotel.
We are.
Is your room next to theirs, and is there going to be...
No, I have a suite up on the top of the hotel. Yeah. I'm not saying...
I wish he was kidding.
So there isn't going to be a little three-way action going on later tonight?
No, very much a two-way situation.
Yeah.
Not...
Oh, do you want to know? Here's my three-way joke. It's my impression of a guy that feels left out of a threesome. I just feel like I'm always coming in between you two.
Jesus Christ.
You motherfucker. You motherfucker.
Sorry.
That's it.
That's
oh,
it?
Oh, great. Thank you. Yeah. That's good. Good. Well, I hope we were helpful. Great, great, great. Hello?
Did I hear Sonic Screwdriver?
It's up here.
It's up
it's
there.
It's up here.
Yay.
Paradise.
Did hear a Sonic Screwdriver.
What's your equipment?
I was just wondering if Jonah has read your book yet, and if he plans on it, and if not, if he's just going to read the reviews on Amazon.
Try oh, yeah. to figure it out from there.
I don't need to read it. I've lived it. I've had this guy spew out advice to me for fucking years.
Oh, you probably don't want to talk about that. No, I don't know. I'm just advice. Yeah, I don't know. I gave them both copies.
Yeah, I'm reading right now. I really like it. It's when does it come out?
November 1st.
November 1st.
Is that when you're at Powell's?
He's my friend. He's my friend, but like reading it is very good. It
yeah,
is
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Actually, I will be back here doing a book signing at Powell's on November 9th.
Powell's, by the way, I went to for the first time.
Amazing.
I went to the first time. I go in. I'm like, hey, do you know where the space books are? He's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, I guess that's a broad topic. I'm talking like NASA and stuff. And he's like, in our other store. I'm like, what?
You sound like a child, though. You got space books?
You got some books about space because I want to read about space.
It's in our other store. Orbiting Jupiter on the moon of Io.
I want to read about the Horsehead Nebula.
All right.
It's on Calliope. All right. What's your equipment?
Hi. I just wanted to say that I love the Nerds TV show, and I want to know when we're going to see another episode.
Whoa. I don't know. We might know any day now. We might know something any day now. But I know that the show did very well, and they seemed happy with it. So thank you very much for watching it. Thank you so much for watching it. So any day now, we'll know something. And believe me, we'll be all over that on Twitter in all caps.
When we know, you'll know.
Yeah. So hopefully soon. Hopefully soon.
Thanks
thank
for
you
that.
Very much. Yeah. Thanks. Nice to meet you. Hey, what's your?
Do you have a compliment too?
Yeah, actually, I'm a huge fan of you guys.
Dude.
I'm a huge fan of you guys because of one person back there, and it's actually his birthday today.
What?
Yeah, and like he's the reason why I started listening to you guys.
How old is he turning?
Oh, he's turning 26, and I was wondering if you guys had any like advice for a nerdy guy on the downslope of his 20s. So.
Well, Jonah and I are there right now.
Keep drinking, kiddo.
What's his name?
His name's Isaac.
Isaac. Isaac, come here, Isaac. Where are you, Isaac? Isaac, come here, buddy. He's moving a little bit slower at 26. Oh, come here.
Black hat.
Here comes Isaac. The 26-year-old kid.
Can I see Isaac?
Happy birthday, Isaac. How are you? What do you do?
I go to school.
What do you,
at 26?
I cook in
You
bar.
Must live in Portland.
No.
How is AI treating you? I went there. It's okay. I can say that.
What do you want to do?
I'm doing cooking school right now.
Are you at the AI Culinary Institute?
No.
Okay. Cooking school. No.
They have a culinary school now. I don't know if you've watched Jerry Springer, but they advertise it a lot.
That is still on?
Hell yeah. What
the fuck?
Think of a shitty show. Matt watches it.
I watched our show.
No, you didn't. You fucking didn't.
You didn't.
I watched it live. I was the only one of us who did.
Oh.
I didn't buy it on iTunes.
Oh. All right. Fuck you anyway. Yeah, I know.
Oh, boo me for watching it live.
Hey, everybody needs to cool out, okay?
So what do you, is today your actual birthday? Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Isaac. Happy birthday to you. Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Here's the deal. You're on the downslope of your 20s. Don't be afraid to go part-time at Apple if you have to.
Don't do it.
Just like make a pro you choice. Just one.
And read the Nerdist way.
Yes.
All right. Well, happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday. Yeah. It sounds like you're pursuing culinary school. That's good. That's something you want to do. We're proud of you.
Master Flam. That's a thing.
Flan.
I've got a better idea. If you can take flan and mold it into cool creatures, you could call them flanimals, and you could patent that and then be a millionaire on flanimals.
Or you could make flan.
All right. Thank you, Isaac. Happy birthday.
Says
and you
the
too.
Max. Okay.
TARDIS lady. And
hello,
then we'll get over to you.
Hello, TARDIS lady.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm not looking down your dress.
That's all right. It's
in case you were wondering.
It's an hourglass for you to look at.
Oh, there's an hourglass there, too.
Hi. I was... I was wondering, we all had this experience as children where we saw something and tried to share it with our friends, thinking everybody will love this. And then they looked at us like we were really strange, and we realized we were nerds. What was that experience?
I got it right away. I got it. I fucking got it.
You guys hear about these boners? This
Shut
is
up.
Crazy. Check this out. Oh, my God.
Let's rub them together.
Why are you coming at me? I'm not a zombie, dude. All right. I totally have mine. Okay, here it is. 1986, I think it was, the animated Transformers movie. Animated Transformers movie. I saw it with my buddy in the movie theater. We were blown away because Spike's an adult in the movie, and he says shit.
And Dare to Be Stupid is in the soundtrack.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, yes, Dare to Be Stupid is in the soundtrack. A lot of great stuff. I thought you were making fun of me. I'm very defensive.
Oh, it's Dare to Be Stupid from Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes, yes,
the Devo-esque song.
Yes, on that garbage planet with Eric Idle. And,
yeah, you go fuck
yourself. Shut up. So, all right. So
How's it feel, Jonah?
So then I get the movie on VHS, and for some reason I get obsessed with the scene where Megatron, who then becomes Galvatron, turns into a giant laser cannon and fucking disintegrate Starscream. That blows my mind. I'm like, they killed Starscream? So all my friends are over. I'm like, guys, you've got to fucking see this. This is the fucking coolest thing in the world. And it's the old days of VHS, so I'm like fast forwarding through, and we're having to sit through all that part of the movie, and finally we get there, and he's like, Galvatron, boom, 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 boom. And then he's, wah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-
is like when 3PO told the story to the Ewoks.
Chupa! Chupa! Chupa!
And I was all like, whoa!
And then I stopped for everyone to have their mind blown, and they're like, we gotta go.
I yep. remember mine. It was when I decided it would be a great idea in sixth grade when I got invited to a girls' Halloween party to dress up like Scotty.
Why would that be bad?
No one got it.
I never really had the moment. Me and my best friend that I've known since I was five, Donald, he's here tonight. And because of that guy.
A lot of Donald fans in the audience.
Yeah, yeah. It's if there's any reason that I got into any cool things or any cool music, it's all because of my best friend Donald. And it's like, you know, every time he was the one that told me about, you know, Mystery Science Theater 3000 and all that stuff. And so I never had that moment of like not having anyone to turn to when I found something nerdy. And that's I am eternally grateful for. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Sorry, awesome. He's here and I never get to see him. And he's my best friend in the fucking world.
There it is. All right. Couple more. What's your name?
AJ, I actually don't have equipment, but there's a kid up there who can't make it down here because he's 21, and he's got a sonic screwdriver. He's got a sonic screwdriver, and he's been raising his hand every time, but he can't actually make it down here. He seems like he's got something he really wants to share.
Let's all be quiet and listen.
Why didn't you just show them your psychic paper at the door? So we could have gotten in. What's your equipment? No, I don't know why you...
Don't jump!
How do you already have that T-shirt on?
You must have been at New York Comic Con because you're wearing one of the comic shirts we made for New York Comic Con.
Nice.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're.
I've done that.
Oh, you bought it.
Oh,
you're that guy. In the bathroom. Okay. What's your question? The 80s. No, guys, don't worry about it. I was on Riptide. That's what he's talking about. I played the robot.
When you were on the dating game.
When I was in the 90s? Singled out. Yeah.
Boat date.
The kids don't remember.
You guys remember Alien Nation?
No, you fucking don't.
Back in the old days, the M&MTV standard for music. I know. I said standard. All right. Okay, you know what? I can't answer that question. But that basically was, you know, I was 23 when I was doing that show, 22, 23. And
you hear that, Isaac?
Shut up. Oh, that sucks. That sucks, dude. That's shitty.
What the fuck have you done?
I was 22, 23 when I was doing that show, and I think it was just, I sort of felt uncomfortable because I was a nerdy kid, and all of a sudden I was on TV surrounded by a bunch of frat people that I fucking hated, and I was just uncomfortable, and so that was just me overcompensating, just like trying to be super funny. But, I mean, fortunately I got over it. But, yeah, I do understand what you're saying, and I do appreciate
it. It was a different time.
Question.
Goo Goo Dolls were on the top of the charts.
Yeah, a couple more, and then we gotta wrap it up. What's your?
So I was wondering, I was gonna bring a Chi-Fi shirt for you.
Oh Jesus Christ! I was in a fraternity for my freshman year of college, and then I got out of it. Are you in that?
No, but my friend had it, so I just wanted to bring it. But I was gonna ask you, when did you think this podcast kind of started to make it? Because I watched you from the beginning, or listened with my
ears. He's been watching.
Watched
you
with
since
your ears.
The beginning.
No, guys, he's
they
synesthetic.
Call him the watcher.
He's synesthetic. He sees sounds and smells words.
But when did it start to make it big? Like, when did you? What was your pop moment? You're like, oh, actually, we have something here. You know.
I don't know. I think it's probably been, you know, like the live shows, like looking and seeing that there's people here, and like I think that's what it is, or that people have started to pitch us to come on the show, or that like we popped up in a magazine or something like that we didn't know about, like, oh, someone, you're in this magazine that says like comedy poem. Like, what, really?
It's never really one thing. It's just all of a sudden you look back and there's like been a bunch of awesome stuff that's happened, and then you're just like, oh, whoa, we're at a different place than where we started.
Or you're kind of seeing, you know, like you see the download numbers, like you see a graph of from the beginning and it just does this and you're like, holy shit, you know.
For me, it was when this guy came to find me in the Apple store with his baby and his wife and found, like, I was down at the elevator waiting for the bathroom and he walked up to me. He was the sweetest guy in the world. And he's like, Matt Myra? And I was like, yeah. He's like, can you take a picture with me and my baby? And I was like,
wow, adorable.
Yes, nice, I can, good. Sir.
Yeah. You just got to keep on doing shit. And then, you know.
Yeah, he didn't ask for advice. He just asked for when we thought.
No, that's how it works. That's
for me, it was when
going.
I started getting, when people would say, I only knew you from the podcast, and I just saw you on TV, and you don't look like what I expected. I'm like, wow, it's weird that people knew me from the podcast first, because I've been doing television for, you know, clearly before that kid up there was born. And so it's just funny, you know. It's like the podcast has
been... I used
been
to watch it on the old Nickelodeon. I would turn the thing, I would see you take off your top.
On the Vitrola. Yeah. But, yeah, it's weird that, you know, the podcast has done more for my career than pretty much every television thing put together. So that's been weird. But we never did it for that reason. We just did it because we wanted to have a fun hangout, and we wanted something that no one else could tell us what to do. And
well, I guess we all want to thank you because, I mean, it's awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. Wow. Thanks.
Well, I guess we can stop doing it. We made it.
Let's go out on top, you guys.
This is the last one ever.
Quick question.
The Nerdist Podcast is experimenting jazz fusion.
Ooh. This is his idea.
What's your quick comment?
Well, I just wanted to say me and my buddy came all the way down from Olympia to see you guys. And
yeah.
We were walking around and we saw, like, just Matt and Jonah outside. And, like, the first thing we thought was just, like, oh, shit, should we say something? And we were just so starstruck and floored by it. Like, we walked around the block. Like,
and don't think we didn't see you.
We were discussing how to, like, approach you guys and to say something, and we were just, like, freaked out. And
just have a beer in your hand. You'll be fine.
Here's the Jonah Ray message. Hey, you big piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Jonah Ray says.
But what I wanted to really ask you guys is, like, since you see so many celebrities and talk to so many famous people and so many people that are just, like, all your guys' idols, how do you overcome that initial starstruck stage? Because, honestly, like, it was the weirdest thing just to, like, walk up and tap him on the shoulder. Like, I kind of knew him, but he was a complete stranger and just saying.
And then scrape some of his DNA so you can clone him.
Please clone me.
That, you know, I have to be honest. That never really goes away. Like, I, there's still, you know, we'll have people on the podcast, or I'll see people at a thing, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that's so, you know.
It just never goes away. I don't have that. Like, I mean, I'll get it for like a few, like one or two people, but in general, I just don't give a shit.
I still have it. I still have it, too.
Which, like, we all learned during the Rainn Wilson episode when I was like, when you swear I was 6 feet under, I thought it sucked.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey, fake it till you make it.
Trying to forget
everyone's,
that.
Everyone's just a fucking dude.
Trying to forget that. Yeah, so I guess that's it. It never goes away. But, you know, I think it's just all about, like, when I see people that are, you know, super famous or there's work I respect, if I say anything to them, I just usually, like, I just don't expect anything back from them. I'm always just like, oh, hey, I really enjoy the thing. And then I walk away, because every time I've tried to... I think that's why part of the reason why I feel like I'm so approachable, because I know what it feels like to be a fan of something, and I don't like walking away and being like, God, I'm such an idiot. Why did I, you know, that person blew me off, and I feel like I'll never do that again. So I think that's why, you know, I'm super, people come up and they're like, hey, I like your podcast. I'm like, hey, love you, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, the three of us at least are totally approachable.
Yeah.
I just have to say, like, because you guys are like the biggest celebrities that I've ever met in my life, and
you need to get out more if Matt Myra is in that list.
Yeah. No.
While I,
you're welcome.
I will use you for many humble brags. Don't worry about it. And just a sec. And another thing, I forgive you for the black hat thing. It's totally cool. Just
oh, the black. Are you a hacker? Are you a hacker? Or are you? I know you're black. I have eyes.
Fear of a black hat.
I had you pegged for a wide variety of races.
Yeah.
Like a Tiger Woods, if you will.
Oh.
What? That is a fucking fact.
No, I know. An Arnold Palmer.
Tiger Woods is an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods is an Arnold Palmer. That's one of my favorite jokes I've ever heard in my life. Okay,
you.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, sweet. Sonic Screwdriver TARDIS tattoo. You got what? I can't see what that is. Oh, awesome. That's awesome. Okay.
So I have a quick statement. First off, you've got the David Tennant movement to try to get David Tennant on your show. Hold up. There's also another movement to get David Tennant as the doctor to light the torch in the London 2012 Olympics to create a fixed point in time.
Oh, I'm sure the Olympic committee will be all over that.
Yeah. Wait. If I remember...
I'm sure it'll make Matt Smith feel great, too.
Wait, no. But if I remember correctly, he was busy with the scribbly monster during the 2000... And he ran up and lit... That's right, he did. Fuck, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I know. That would be awesome. I don't know if that'll happen. Okay, two more here. What's your equipment?
My question is not as good as the other ones, but I just wanted to...
Let us decide that.
I just wanted to know what the hardest video games you guys played was. Mine was Mega Man 9.
No, it's Mega Man 2.
The hardest video game? Mega Man 2
Mega Man
for you?
2, yeah.
I'm not going to fucking lie to you guys. I have been to Fun Spot, and I cannot get past the fucking elevator stage of Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
So, like, those guys are, like, gods in my book.
Yeah.
Guys, there was this one game. It was a snake eating dots, and if he touched his own tail, yeah. Oh, my God. It was all over. I mean, at a certain point, you hit a critical mass. Like, well, what am I supposed to do? I get bigger every time I eat. This is a genetic problem.
Tell me about it.
Sometimes.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Sometimes he does the job for me.
What is your equipment?
I'm actually wondering if you guys, you know, general question, you guys go bring on more video game personalities onto your podcast.
Well, we do have a video game centric podcast called The Indoor Kids with Kamel
yes.
and Johnny and Emily.
Kamel and Emily.
You know, the problem is. It's funny, you know, I've spent so much time, like, trying to build all this fun, nerd-centric stuff that it has drastically reduced the amount of time that I have to do things like play video games. Like, I just finished Portal 2, you know?
Can you believe it, guys? Jesus Christ.
It took months, because I can only play a little bit at a time.
I finally finished Super Mario World.
Yeah.
That Bowser, I swear to God.
I just got the Tanuki suit in Mario 3.
Yeah. I finally finished watching The Wizard.
Yeah,
Fred Savage, finally, and Jenny Lewis from Milo Kiley.
Christian Slater and Jeff Bridges get to the
Bo Bridges.
Sorry.
Oh.
So we have one last Quement.
We have one last Quement.
Is I got anybody, Mike Shoshone? Mike Shoshone?
Is he here?
Is that you? Hey, come here. Hey. You had a Quement, I think. How's it going, man?
It's a Quement.
Hey, it's a Quement. How's it going, Mike?
Pretty good.
What's your Quement?
I've been trying to find the right time to do this, and I wanted to wait to ask her parents, but it's kind of one of those times. So, Lindsay Williams, will you marry me?
Wow, a Nerdist first. Wait. Oh gosh. You're Lindsay Williams?
Yes.
Well, that works out well then.
Oh God.
Don't fucking ruin this moment. No matter what she says, he will never forget this moment. We're going to go to a quick commercial. We're going to come back. Sorry, I work in television. Lindsay, Mike Shoshone, right? Shahan. Mike Shahan has just asked for your hand in marriage. What is your answer here on the Nerdist podcast?
Yes.
Fuck yes! Yes! Oh my God, you guys! Bringing people together! Do it! Oh, you guys, come here, hugs! Oh, I'm so excited! This is so amazing! Mike, you must have been shitting yourself the entire show knowing that this moment was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Turn the house lights up.
Like, the guts are just, like, bubbling the entire time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How long have you guys been together?
Almost 2 years.
Wow. Oh, nice. That's nice. What do you do?
I'm a welder, and I go to school for an engineering degree.
Holy shit. What do you do?
Oh. I'm a business major at Oregon State University, and I work for a major cell phone company.
You work for a major cell phone company?
Yeah.
Is it AT&T?
No.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Do you guys live
together?
It's
Boost Mobile.
Yeah, we live...
Amped.
Yeah, we do, and we have a dog.
Oh, that's adorable. This is very exciting news. Should we all come to the wedding?
Yes, you're totally invited.
Yeah, we're going to come to the wedding? I am so excited for you guys. I am so glad this
if
worked out.
If you guys have three boys, you name them Jonah, Matt, and Chris.
Congratulations, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Congratulations. You guys, we have to end the show right there. What a great way, bringing people together on the Nerdist podcast. Thank you so much for coming out.
You guys.
We're going to be out in the lobby. We have brand new Nerdist t-shirts if you want one. Even if you don't want one, come say hi to us. We'll sign stuff, take a picture with you. All together, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your burrito. Thank you. Good night.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast was brought to you by Street Fighter Cross Tekken. The long-awaited dream matchup between the two leaders in the fighting genre becomes a reality. Street Fighter Cross Tekken, coming in 2012. This episode of the podcast was also brought to you by GoToMeeting, now with high-definition group video conferencing. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com and enter the promo code Nerdist.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.